Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yes, and a shout out to Time Out Bookstore in Mount Eden. Now, joining us on the line, we've got Suri. Come in, Suri.
Morena, Johnny. Lovely to talk to you this morning.
Now, you have spent about the last 5 days or so digging into the Writers and Readers Festival.
Yeah, Jenna and I have just really been like immersed in the world of books this past week, which has been really cool. We're just joining you like fresh off the back of Writers Festival. And I think, AWF usually confirms the numbers for this, but to me it felt like there was a record turnout. Like, I don't recall being to a Writers Festival where it feels like well over half the sessions sold out almost every single day. So that was really cool to see.
Where do we start? What were the highlights? What were you most excited about? What was the most inspiring?
Oh, so many great talks. Some really funny ones too. I felt really proud seeing. So Jenna has reviewed this book for BFM before. It's called The Safe Keep. And it's been shortlisted. It was shortlisted for the Booker Prize and shortlisted for the Women's Prize this year. And it's written by this amazing Dutch author, Yael van der Woerden. And Jenna chaired the session with her. So I think that was like a real highlight. And she chaired another wonderful memoir session with Flora Falcon. So that was really cool. While she was doing that, I was up at Kōrero Corner hosting a couple of things there. So it just feels, yeah, kind of like a whirlwind. Some highlights. The Ockham Awards on the Wednesday night were really, really great. We kind of had like this like quite cinematic ending. So I'll just run through the winners before I talk more on the evening. Some of them we've definitely talked about on here before, so you might recognise some names. So the poetry winner was Liar, Liar, Lick Spit by Emma Neal, a former winner too. Non-fiction, Hinetoa by Nahua Te Awakotu. Illustrated non-fiction, the gorgeous big art book, a really ambitious piece of work by two Auckland University academics. Toi Te Mana by Deirdre Brown and Nardino Ellis. I believe Nardino teaches some art history papers at the university. And then the big winner, Delirious by Damien Wilkins, such a well-loved book by booksellers and readers alike. And that was the really cinematic part of the ending because it sort of got to the point where they were like, we're ready to announce the fiction prize, and the MC's eyes were sort of like scanning over the crowd, and she was like, here's one person, because they do like a short reading before they announce the winner of each of the shortlisted authors' works. It's like a 5-minute passage. And Damien, he wasn't there to read for himself. It was like his publisher, and they just kept being like, Damien may or may not show up, but keep an eye on the doors. And everyone's eyes just kept scanning back for, like, whenever the door would open. And it was all just people who had, like, left and come back from the toilet. But everyone was, like, yeah, expecting to see Damien. And at this stage, we didn't know who won. And then, like, yeah, there was, like, a little gap, and they were really trying to wait, I think, hold off calling out who the winner was. And then they're like, okay, so the winner is Damien Wilkins, and his publisher went up and grabbed the award, and they're like, he might still be making it on time. And I think the entire time he was messaging his publishers, they were like, he's on the Mangere Bridge, we should wait. And of course, like maybe 5 minutes after it was announced that he was the winner, he came racing onto the stage, like literally like hooning it onto there, accepted his little acorn prize. It just felt like, yeah, it felt like a scripted cinematic finish, but that was, yeah, really, really fun to witness. And there were some great debut winners on the night as well. I think that, like, one of the, so the fiction prize, the fiction debut prize winner, Paul Hutter, is also, like, a really fantastic New Zealand novel by Michelle Rahu. And she did a really great speech about sort of, you know, who has access and time to write. And we've, again, it's another book that's been really loved by booksellers. So, yeah, I felt like the awards night was really, really fantastic. There were some great readings, some wonderful speeches, and, yeah, some really worthy winners. So that was, I think, a highlight. I didn't get to go to gala night this year, but people were raving about that. Colm Tooy being, like, a, you know, literary great, sort of speaking to, like, an audience in Aotearoa, Alan Hollinghurst, Lem Sisse, Kirsty Gunn. Yeah, that was really wonderful too. So hard to pick, like, any favourite amongst everything. But I did have a really great funny moment where there was, like, a panel on happiness and, like, national happiness, and they had a Nordic writer and sort of political scientist, I guess, who was speaking about happiness around the world, and it was a panel of four speaking to whether their country's happy or not, and every single member was kind of like, is my country happy? No, I don't think so. That was, like, a really fascinating session. There was, like,
Did Dominic Hoey jump in on that session?
Yeah, Dominic Cully was on that session. He was, like, yeah, he was around for a few sessions that weekend. He was like, a really great contributor to that chat.
Did you get any answers about what might bring the reality of happiness closer to a reality? Or, you know, like, actually happening? What did the people from Finland have to say about how we might reach ultimate happiness?
I think a lot of it is, like, yeah, I think it's sort of a lot of what feels familiar to us, because I think a lot of it is around, like, how good of a life people can afford to have in these countries, really. If the average person is sort of, you know, working away and most of this money is going to rent, they don't have, like, a lot of downtime. The atomization of the average person's life, and, like, maybe the lack of community, the lack of time for extracurricular life, I guess. And those are all sort of, like, contributing factors to what was maybe creating a roadblock to people living a happy life. So, yeah, I think it was, like, super interesting, but also felt very much like the conversations that we've had here in this country. So, yeah.
Any other big takeaways from the Writers' Fest?
Seeing David Nicholl's signing line was quite amazing. I was, like, on the top floor of Kōrero Corner. And so usually on that top floor, like, you can't really hear the crowds beneath that much. But at 11 a.m. we just heard, like, this kind of roaring sound coming from downstairs. And I was like, damn, like, there are so many people out. And it was, like, going on for maybe, like, an hour. And I looked down at the program and I was like, oh, David Nicholls just came out to sign his book. So, yeah, that was pretty amazing to watch. He's got a lot of fans here. And he came into the shop on Saturday, which was really cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and signed some books for us. So if you missed your chance to get a signed copy at Writers Festival or looked at the line and was like, not going to be standing here for like 45 minutes to an hour, you can still pick up a signed copy from Time Out. Yeah, and it's always also really cool to me watching, like, the international authors. So in the Writers' Lounge, they have, like, all the books of the speakers from that day. And it was amazing watching some of the international sort of flicking through and taking home with them, writing from Aotearoa, being really impressed by the level of, like, quality and talent that we have in this country. So I also think that for anyone who's listening, who is looking for something to fill, like, the gaps in their shelves or just something to dip into. I think go through the Occam, like, winners or even the shortlists and have, like, a really great scan through, because there's such a diverse, types of books that were up for each of the awards. And I think the judges had a really hard time choosing winners this year. Like, I want to give a shout out to Spore Books, who published Richard von Sturmer's book of poetry, Slender Volumes, which was his reading for that, was so fantastic. It was, like, on the punk scene in, like, the 80s and a theatre performer, and this is his first work of poetry, but it's just beautiful. But, yeah, it's, like, very tight competition this year, I think. We've just seen such a dearth of amazing fiction from New Zealand. But, yeah, also, yeah, a lot of the books that we've reviewed sort of made, the authors made an appearance, and it was, like, very, very surreal watching Tori Peters, like, you know, signing my book after I just sort of raved about Stag Dance and Mariana Enriquez. And yeah, so great, great weekend. And I think they put the podcasts of the sessions up afterwards, maybe not all of them, but definitely a few of them. And you can check that out on the AWS page, Look, Listen and Learn. And I think in the next few weeks, they should be popping up on there.
Excellent. Hey, Suri from Time Out Bookstore, thank you for the review of the Writers Festival. And as you mentioned, if the people out there listening are keen to check out those podcasts, writersfestival.co.nz, there is a Look, Listen and Learn tab right at the top of their webpage. All right.
Thank you so much, Johnny.
No problemo. We'll catch you next week or the week after. Okay, cheers. Bye.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.